In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Looks like the rain was on our side today. We actually got into the church before it started. Not a bad thing to have happening as we look at these parables in this season, the ordinary time as we're living in, symbolized by green for the concept of growth. And this is where we spend a large portion of our time as the church. And I think we're all familiar that the colors change. And I find it interesting that this being the longest period of time also happens during summer, which strangely is often the time in which many people have other things to do on Sunday. Now, having spent most of my life in Southwest Florida, I was always told in church that, well, everybody goes up north in the summer. And I lived up north for 3 years, and guess what? They don't go to church in the summer up north either. So much for that. But I think there's another reason for it. See, in our seasons, we start with Advent, and that's preparation. And we're preparing for the celebration of the coming of our Lord and the birth, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, God present with us. And then we have a little bit of a green season in there, and then we go into Lent, which we know is a much longer time of preparation. And that leads us to the celebration of our risen Lord. And we pay very close attention to those things because we're very focused on the goodness of God and the fullness of his presence with us. And we just, other than, of course, you know, Lent can be a little challenging, and Holy Week, of course, can really bring you to a reality. But then we get to ordinary times. And isn't it interesting that the ordinary time for the church is our time of growth? And we're not just talking about the grass. We're talking about us in this ordinary time. And I think one of the reasons we tend to struggle to stay focused is not just because of summer and all that comes with summer. These readings are really focused on us. And that can sound a little difficult, can't it? As we listen to these readings today, we know that we're hearing these growth readings, so to speak, these agricultural parables from Jesus. We heard about the sowing of the seeds last week, and now we're hearing about weeds growing among the wheat. And it's complicated. The master sowed good seed, and strangely, someone came in and sowed bad seed among the good seed. And now keep in mind, Jesus is describing the kingdom and the preparation for his kingdom. And when the workers in the field, the slaves came to the master, they said, should we go and pull the weeds? And he said, no, leave them alone. They may damage the wheat if you pull them. He didn't want to take the chance of losing any of the good seed that had been sown. So he said, let them. Listen closely. Let them grow together. Let them grow together. And that's the world we live in now. Now, I think the biggest struggle comes, brothers and sisters, when we begin to live among the weeds as those who are proclaiming Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we live among the weeds, let's just be honest, sometimes the weeds look like they're having a whole lot more fun. And they look like they're flourishing, don't they? And we're thinking, well, maybe I could just be a little bit of a weed. Maybe I could just sort of dabble in some of that stuff. And maybe there I will find a worldly joy that I can share with so many around me because I feel like I might be outnumbered. Amen? And we just kind of get pulled in and we start to look maybe like we're a little, I don't know, weedy. And yet, the master says, let them grow together. Now, I suspect part of that has to do with the reality that initially, I don't know about you, I don't grow a lot of things, but there's times I look at something and I'm thinking, is that a weed or not? So I might wait, see what it does. And then I'll pull it out, if I think it's a weed. But I expect that may be a piece of it. God is waiting to see what happens when the weeds and the wheat grow together. But it's a struggle. We have an inner struggle, each of us, whether we admit it or not. We are perpetually wanting to follow Jesus with everything that we have. We want to commit our lives and commit ourselves to what he calls us to do. And then we walk in this world that has all this other temptation, the sin and the evil. And how quickly we can be surrounded by that. And even quicker, if we get out of the pencil box, and how easily we can be broken when we try to stand on our own in the midst of it. It's a moment in time where we have to recognize what is really happening. How do we discover that? Well, the church calendar helps us. We have this entire season. At some point, I'm going to show up on Sunday and I'm going to think, green again? And you'll probably be thinking the same thing. Did we get rid of all the other vestments? It's a long season. There's a reason for that. This is the season where we focus on our spiritual growth. And it matters, doesn't it? The Word of God matters. Amen? Well, that's a good response. Early service, I'm not sure they were aware of that. The Word of God matters. We listen to the Word of God, and we hear the things that Jesus says, and we hear that Jesus loves me, right? This I know because the Bible tells me so. You're familiar with the tune. And we want to hear how Jesus loves us, don't we? And I know I got to find out who the comedian is so I can actually give him credit, but he was making a comment. He goes, yeah, they all talk about, yeah, Jesus loves me. And he's like, yeah, so what? Jesus loves everybody. Well, he's not wrong. But sometimes that's what we want to hear, and we come looking to God's Word to tell us what we want to hear, but it doesn't always do that, does it? It doesn't always tell us what we want to hear, but I promise you this, it will always tell you what you need to hear. Now, as we live among the weeds, striving to be good wheat, sometimes we just take those things and say, well, because I'm living among the wheat, or the weeds, well, now we know where I am today. Maybe it's okay to be a weed. Well, Jesus is asked to explain this parable by his followers. And when he answers, he really doesn't hold back, does he? What he has to say is a little hard to hear. He says this, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one." I just wish he had said there was a third option. Because if there was a third option, I mean, wouldn't we all sign up for the third option? But there isn't. And it's hard to hear. Especially when we know we have this inner battle with our will in almost every decision we make. Let's be honest, how many people had a battle of their will this morning when you decided it was time to go to church and thought, maybe not today? Yeah, it happens. I'm with you, brothers. We'll talk about it later. It happens. Things happen in our lives that distract us and we just say, not today. And God says, oh yeah, today. And we go. And then sometimes we don't. And you know what happens? Well, you do know what happens, but I'm going to remind you so you understand spiritually what's happening. When you step away in those moments, how easy is it among the weeds the sinful and the evil, how easy is it to find somebody to justify your decision? They're right there, aren't they? They may even be calling you, go, you know, church, come on, let's go to breakfast. Right? Now, people don't do that to me anymore. I wonder why. But, but then when you make that decision to not do what you know God's calling you to do, when you know somebody beside you sitting here today has made that same decision, how often do you call them and say, hey, what are you doing? Don't you need to be here with us? But we hesitate because we're so polite, aren't we? We don't want to offend anybody. And we have to ask ourselves, well, why are the wheat and the weed growing together? And why is it the wheat in the parable is already bearing fruit? Because we need to bear fruit. We don't know if that's a weed next to us or not, and it's not for us to decide. But brothers and sisters, the chance of that person being next to us be remaining sinful or even bordering on evil, the chances of that remaining when we bear fruit in their presence lessens. The chance of them seeing the light of Christ expands. When we bear fruit for God, it is visible and people see it, those who are struggling to decide. So when that person calls you and says, oh, you don't need to go to church, let's go to breakfast, why don't you say, you know what, you come to church with me, I'll buy you breakfast afterward. And when somebody you know is with you and beside you in the ministry and that person fades away, go get them. It's not my job, it's yours. Go get them. And I'll be honest with you, what normally happens is somebody calls me and says, hey, have you seen so-and-so lately? Now, I'm not sure what things look like to you from there, but from up here, y'all look out there. Do you see every, do you know everybody who's here today? No, it's, you look out and go, I don't know. You do this twice on a Sunday. I'll be talking to my wife, I'm going, I haven't seen so-and-so for a while. And she's like, really? They were at the 8 o'clock service. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I was worried about them. I guess I'm okay now. But we can help each other in this way. As we stand in this field that we are planted in, bearing fruit among the evil and the sinful, we are striving not to join the evil and the sinful, but we still struggle in it. We'll struggle better together, and we will grow together as we're called to. Will it matter? Well, seems like it does to Jesus as he continues explaining this parable, that time is going to come when Jesus consummates his kingdom. He is going to return. We don't know when, but he has some expectations of what he may find. And he explains this in verse 41. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. We live in this struggle. I know this isn't lighthearted summer talk. Jesus is raising the bar. He's not calling us to just be okay, to be good people. He's calling us and equipping us to be holy people, bearing fruit for the building up of his kingdom. No pressure, but there really isn't. What it takes is got to win the battle with your will more often than you lose. You've got to see the opportunity to bear fruit in the midst of the sinfulness and the evil so that Jesus can reign in the midst of it. We don't want to be justifying our stepping into the sinfulness and the evil, even just a little bit, because everybody's doing it. Because we will be held accountable. They're not my words, they're his. Jesus said it. We've already determined that the word of God matters, amen? Then this must matter too. Brothers and sisters, as you continue to struggle with that inner self, if you are trying to find a way to stay better focused, do the things that bear fruit for God's kingdom. And let anyone with ears listen.